Lord God, there is none like you, and I am grateful that you are mighty, that you are powerful, and that you have overcome this world. I'm going to lift up really three people, but two are husband and wife. And both situations are spiritual warfare. Father, I lift up first to you, Michael. We know Michael's struggles are not only his health issues, which are many, and that they have certainly defeated him in many ways, psychologically, emotionally. But Lord, his struggles are really against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of the darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places, out of Ephesians 6. Lord, even when Michael doesn't feel like it and he's overwhelmed by the darkness, please help him to put on your full armor, to resist the enemy's whisperings. Gird him with the promise of his salvation, to ward off the lying thoughts going into his mind. Remind him of your righteousness that covers his heart, your belt of truth that hems him in. Teach him how to use your sword, your word, rightly and often. And when and how to raise his shield of faith, because you are the author and the perfecter of our faith. And help his feet, Lord, to stand firm in your shalom, your perfected completeness, Lord. And mighty one, please step in and weaken the stronghold against Michael. Raise up a banner over Michael of hope, of purpose, in your merciful healings. May your word, may your voice flow down from your throne and cover him, transform him, strengthen him, so he's focused on you and lifted from the enemy's bounds that want to bind him and attempt to hold him down, Lord God. Father, we pray the power of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Because by his wounds we have been healed and set free. And may that be done and realized down here in a new way, in a strong way, by your hand, your holy precious blood over Michael, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Because there is no other name in heaven or earth that can transform Michael. But you, Lord Jesus, it is your name that shuts the mouths of the enemy, that binds the enemy, that brings him down to his knees and that casts him off from your beloved people. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your holy, mighty name. Oh, Lord God of the armies of heaven, please step into this fragile situation of Mary and Kevin and their family. Intervene in Kevin's life, Lord, this prodigal whose addictions and issues have led to violent actions in the home. If needed, Father, I'm asking you to make a safe passage for Mary and her four children so they can have a place that you've ordained for them to be sheltered, to grow in you, to be safe, and to heal. While you stand calling after your prodigal son, Kevin, to deliver him from the darkness. Lord, we know that it is the enemy behind all of this, and Kevin is falling hook, line, and sinker. So I'm praying, God, for 2 Corinthians 10:5, that in Kevin's life, that you would destroy every argument and all the arrogance that is raised against the knowledge of you, God. And help Kevin to take every thought captive to the obedience of you, Lord Jesus. I pray that in the mighty name, the name of deliverance, Jesus, our Messiah. And I feel led to pray John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And apart from him, not even one thing came into being that has come into being. And in him was life. And the life was the light of humanity, of mankind. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not grasp it. It did not overcome it. And Lord, we thank you, and we stand on this, Lord, that you will cast out this darkness, that you would turn in the hearts of Michael and Kevin, and you would transform these lives, that darkness will be cast out because they have turned to you and bowed down to you, and you will cast out every single tentacle of the enemies so that these men are set free by the blood of Yeshua. In his name and in the mighty word, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.